Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. In our last episode, we discussed 8 practical behaviors that create emotional safety. Those behaviors help relationships become steady and supportive. This week, we will explore what emotional safety actually feels like in everyday life. Many people hear the phrase yet struggle to recognize it when it appears. The idea we want to convey is simple. When relationships feel calm and steady, people stop protecting themselves and begin showing their true selves. Authentic conversation becomes possible. Openness replaces guarded reactions. Before we explore how this unfolds in real relationships, let's talk about why emotional safety matters in the first place. Love begins when people feel emotionally safe. Safety creates the calm foundation where honesty can grow. Without that foundation, people protect themselves. They perform roles, hide important parts of their experience, or defend against possible criticism. Real connection struggles to develop in that environment. When safety is present, the opposite happens. People relax, lower their guard, and allow their true thoughts, feelings, and needs to be seen. We ask the question, what does emotional safety feel like in relationships? Let's talk about that. Emotional safety feels calm, steady, and respectful. Conversations do not feel dangerous, and you do not prepare defenses before speaking. Instead, you trust that your thoughts and feelings will be received with care rather than criticism. In a safe relationship, people listen with genuine curiosity. Disagreements happen, yet they do not turn into personal attacks. Each person knows that mistakes will not lead to rejection. This creates space for honesty. Emotional safety also allows vulnerability. Someone can admit uncertainty, express hurt, or share a difficult experience without fear of being dismissed. The response is patience, understanding, and a willingness to learn about each other. Over time, this steady pattern builds confidence in the relationship. People begin to relax. Authentic conversation becomes natural. Instead of managing impressions or protecting themselves, they can simply be present and real with each other. When emotional safety is missing, people shift into protection. They monitor every word, searching for signs of judgment or rejection. Honest expression begins to feel risky. Instead of sharing openly, many people present a version of themselves they believe will be accepted. Others withdraw, keeping important thoughts and feelings private. These protective patterns make sense. They are attempts to avoid hurt, yet they quietly block the closeness people truly want. Why people hide or perform when safety is missing. When emotional safety is uncertain, the mind begins scanning for possible threats. A raised voice, a dismissive comment, or repeated criticism can signal that honesty may lead to discomfort or rejection. In response, people begin protecting themselves. One common response is performing. Someone presents the version of themselves that seems most acceptable. They agree quickly, soften their opinions, or avoid topics that could lead to tension. The goal becomes maintaining peace rather than expressing truth. In other words, the lying. Another response is hiding. Thoughts, worries, and personal experiences stay unspoken. The person may appear calm on the surface while important parts of their inner world remain unseen. They're not being real. These patterns develop as protection. They help people avoid conflict or embarrassment, yet they quietly reduce trust and prevent deeper connection from forming, which is what we actually want to happen. When emotional safety grows, another important quality begins to appear: acceptance without constant evaluation. Many conversations carry an invisible sense of being measured, corrected, or judged. That pressure causes people to stay guarded. Acceptance changes the atmosphere. A person can speak openly without worrying that every thought will be graded or criticized. This shift allows honesty, curiosity, and understanding to take the place of defensiveness. What happens when we have understanding without defensiveness? we are no longer worried about correction, which means we have correction without shame. Healthy relationships allow room for growth. Everyone makes mistakes. They may misunderstand situations or say things they later wish they had expressed differently. Emotional safety makes it possible to address those moments without creating embarrassment or humility. Correction without shame means the focus stays on the behavior or situation rather than attacking the person. The conversation remains respectful and calm. Someone might say, "That comment felt hurtful," or, "I see this a little differently." The goal is understanding and improvement, not prove someone wrong. When correction happens this way, people remain open instead of defensive. They can listen, reflect, and adjust their actions without feeling that their value as a person is under threat. This approach strengthens trust and keeps communication honest and constructive. Another part of emotional safety involves support that does not come without performance pressure. Many people feel they must always appear strong, capable, or successful in order to receive encouragement. That expectation can quietly create stress inside a relationship. Real support feels different. Care and understanding remain present even during struggle, uncertainty, or imperfection. This kind of steady support allows people to grow without feeling they must prove their worth. You may be wondering, what does it feel like to be supported without having performance pressure? Support without performance pressure means care is not dependent on achievement, perfection, or constant success. An emotionally safe relationships, encouragement remains steady whether someone is thriving or struggling. The relationship does not feel like a test that they must pass. People often carry quiet pressure to appear capable and confident. They may hide doubts or difficulties because they fear disappointing others. Emotional safety removes that burden. A person can admit uncertainty, ask for help, or share a setback without feeling that their worth is being questioned. This kind of support creates freedom to grow. Effort becomes more important than flawless results. Mistakes become opportunities to learn rather than reasons for embarrassment. When support is steady and unconditional, people gain confidence to try new things, take healthy risks, and move forward with honesty. Mistakes are a natural part of every relationship. What matters most is how people respond when those moments occur. In emotionally safe relationships, mistakes do not become lasting wounds or silent resentment. Instead, they become opportunities to repair and strengthen trust. When people approach these moments with honesty and care, the relationship grows more resilient and both individuals learn that connection can recover and deepen after difficulty. I would actually refer to this as forgiveness. We forgive each other for what happened. That's what causes the resilience because we know that regardless of what happens, we stick together as if we were Goonies, if you've ever seen that movie. Why mistakes should become moments of repair. Every relationship experiences moments of misunderstanding, frustration, or hurt. These moments are unavoidable because people bring different experiences, expectations, and emotions into their conversations. Emotional safety does not remove mistakes. It changes how people respond when they occur. When mistakes become moments of repair, the focus shifts toward restoring connection. Someone acknowledges what happened, listens to the other person's experience, and expresses a genuine desire to make things right. This process communicates care and respect. Repair strengthens trust because it shows that the relationship can withstand difficulty. Instead of ignoring the problem or allowing resentment to build, both people participate in restoring understanding. Over time, these moments teach an important lesson. Relationships do not need to be perfect to remain strong. We can Let our guard down, put down those mirrors, that second face that we wear. Be real. Relationships need that. They need honesty. They need humility and a willingness to reconnect. What actually happens is that misunderstanding drives conflict. Conflict is the result of misunderstanding. Once we understand that, it will change our approach to conflict. When we understand that simply misunderstanding is what is occurring, then we're going to seek common ground. We're going to seek that harmony and forgiveness in order to understand what needs to take place in order to resolve that conflict. Many conflicts do not begin with harmful intention. They begin simply with misunderstanding. One person interprets a comment, tone, or action in a way that feels critical or dismissive. The other person may have meant something entirely different. When emotional safety is weak, people quickly move into defense. That's the first step towards conflict. Each person protects their position rather than seeking clarity. Emotional safety. Emotionally safe relationships slow this process down. Instead of reacting immediately, people become curious about what the other person meant. Questions replace assumptions, and listening replaces quick judgment. This shift changes the direction of the conversation. Misunderstandings become moments for clarification rather than arguments that create distance. When people approach confusion with patience and curiosity, conflict loses much of its power and connection has a chance to grow stronger. Emotional safety allows people to relax enough to be genuine. That's what we refer to as being real. They are being themselves. When safety is present, people stop performing, hiding, or defending themselves. We're no longer on stage. Conversations become calmer, misunderstandings are addressed with curiosity, and mistakes become opportunities to repair rather than reasons for distance. Imagine a couple at the end of a long day. One person shares frustration about work. Instead of rushing to correct the story or dismiss the feeling, the partner listens with patience. The room feels steady. The conversation becomes honest rather than tense. Here are three activities that help build that kind of environment. Pause before responding. Take a moment to understand the other person's experience. For example, tell me more about what happened today. Next, name the feeling you hear. Show you recognize their emotional experience. For example, that sounds frustrating. Finally, repair small misunderstandings early. Acknowledge tension and reconnect. For example, I think I misunderstood earlier. I want to hear what you meant. These simple actions create the calm foundation where authentic connection begins. Try it this week before our next episode. Next week, we will explore seeing the person, understanding moving beyond labels. Many conversations break down because people begin placing labels on each other rather than remaining curious about the individual in front of them. Labels simplify complex human experiences, yet they also prevent deeper understanding. To say that another way, labels disable. In the next episode, we will explore how curiosity can replace judgment. When people slow down and genuinely seek to understand the person behind the words, relationships begin to shift. Instead of reacting to assumptions, we start learning about the unique experiences, perspectives, and emotions that shape each individual. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Remember, love lives here.